Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton, the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank. It's the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, you've had some heartbreakers on this trip, Tito. They have three walk-off losses, and Ryan Howard's been doing it his whole career, and last night he got Cody Allen. After Cody Allen got out of such a tough spot, you feel like maybe you're in the driver's seat.
Well, yeah, I don't know about the driver's seat, because when you're on the road, you know, in a tie game, you're always one pitch away. But Cody had done such a great job coming in, you know, in the 10th to get out of that. And, you know, that's where probably, you know, I go home that night and I'm maybe, I don't know if kicking myself's the right word, but certainly questioning, okay, sending Cody back out, you know, is it too much? You know, that's where I lose sleep. I didn't think it was. You know, I thought he was really throwing the ball well. But when he leaves a pitch over like that, you know, after sitting, you know, that bothers me. The good part of it is, you know, the guys now, we've been together for a while, and there's a lot of trust there. And even to this point where you continue to talk about it, I talked about it with him today because I don't want to make mistakes, you know, and we want our good pitchers to pitch a lot. We don't want them to pitch too much, and that can be a fine line. So you try to always continue to learn, regardless of how long you've been doing this. You try to get better and try again. I don't want to ever be the reason we lose. And last night I laid there for a while.
Terry, 18 strikeouts. Now, granted, it's an extra inning game, but this club has been striking out a lot. Is that an approach issue? How much of this concerns you? I know you're always concerned, but I mean, is that too many?
Well, I mean, to win the game last night, but it's not, it's never just one thing. I mean, league-wide right now, you know, I saw where the Red Sox have set a record for striking people out, and they don't exactly, you know, they have Price, but it's not Clemens and all those, Schilling and those guys. The league is striking out a lot. I do think as we get into the season, I certainly think we'll do better. You know, you try to keep perspective, which is never easy during a game, but you know, and we've lost three heartbreakers on this trip. I can't remember a road trip where it's been closer games than this. My goodness, I mean, every inning is just, you know, pitchers know that if they make a mistake or, you know, so that's a hard way to play. It'd be nice to be able to spread a game out and be able to relax a little bit, kind of like we did that day in Detroit. And then they even came back that day. But so if that's the way we're going to play, I'd rather be in games than not. But it's stressful.
And you've got some people out of the lineup tonight. Mike Napoli not playing. Yan Gomes not playing.
You know, Nap fought it last night. He had a stiff neck. It was just one of those things where he got a stiff neck. But it was really hard for him to kind of turn his neck, kind of like Lonnie maybe a couple days ago, because he got a pitch late in the game, a hang and break a ball, and you could tell he was mad that he didn't hit it. And, you know, I felt bad because, one, I believe in him so much, and he didn't want to come out of that game. But then again, I was fighting myself where maybe I should have just taken him out. That's why I didn't pinch hit Carlos to lead off the one inning, because I just didn't want to get into a situation where Knapp did something and we didn't have a first baseman. So you talk about a stressful night. First, you're in the National League game, which is, you know, different for us. We're an extra inning game. And to boot, I dropped my lineup card in about the eighth inning in a puddle. And so there was ink running everywhere. And you talk about, I mean, that probably had me stressed more than anything.
So you didn't ever have that lesson taught to you in Birmingham?
I don't know what to do, Hammy. I don't have ink that doesn't run. But, I mean, all the things that were going on, that's probably what bothered me the most. And I was sitting there, and because a lot of times after a game, my lineup, you've seen it, my lineup card has tobacco on it. It has gum, you know, seeds. But when it fell in the puddle, I was like, oh, no. Can we just win this game in nine?
Hey, before we let you go, Trevor Bauer, he assumes the spot of Carlos Carrasco. Not many ball clubs, Terry, could lose a Carrasco and go, we've got a pretty good guy replacing him.
You know what? And nobody wants to lose Carrasco, believe me. But having a guy like Bauer, who we have had a starter for 3 years and seems to be in a pretty good spot, is really something. And you know what, I'll give, and you know, everybody knows how I feel about not having enough pitching. When you think you have enough, get more. But I give Chris and his guys credit too, because there's been times when they've settled us down in spring training or whatever and said, hey, we're going to need, you know, don't just get impatient. We put a guy in a bullpen. We're going to need him, and I'll be darned, it's probably going to end up saving us.
That is Tri-Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Tribe and Phillies next on the Indians Radio Network.